Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Handful of numbers that we talked about yesterday on the show. Not available in college football. A lot of movement over the last 24 hours. We're going to go over some of that coming up. This is Bet Switch. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. 20 minutes from now, we'll start breaking down all of the NFL games this weekend. 11 a.m. Eastern, Patrick Everson will be joining us. Find out where the sharp money is going, where the public is going this weekend, NFL and college football. Before we jump to the college, Sam, we want to quickly mention the series prices that we have for the DS. We mentioned Dodgers minus 120 against the Phillies. Game one matchup, we know it's Ohtani against Sanchez. Phillies coming off rest. Dodgers after a two-game sweep over the Reds. Dodgers are a slight favorite over the Phillies, so this is probably the shortest number as a favorite you're going to find the Dodgers in their entire playoff run if they keep on moving. Also, National League side, Cubs Brewers. What do they do with that one? It was nearly even in the regular season. The Cubs won 7 times. The Brewers won 6 times. Very close in run differential. Brewers run away with the division. The Milwaukee Brewers, slight favorites. We know Peralta's going game one. No announcement on the Cubs side. Milwaukee minus 118. Cubs minus 102 on the other side. So, coin flips. Both National League series. Do you have a first thought on those two series, Sam?
Not really. I mean, the Cubs defense is so good, and they got nothing from a lot of their big bats for most of that series. You would think that Kyle Tucker and PCA and Ian Happ would have a better series in the next round. I mean, it's just the law of averages. I don't know that they could be that inefficient at the plate. And, of course, you get a best of 5 in this round, not a best of 3. So more at-bats and more opportunities to move the meter. I did, to follow up on what you said, I thought PCA was outstanding yesterday. And maybe that's good for some of the offensive rhythm because he was not good in the first two games. None of those guys were that good. But you saw some big knocks. Happ had a big hit yesterday. And PCA was very, very good as advertised. I do lean to the Cubs, ironically enough. No thoughts on Dodgers-Phillies. I'll be rooting for the Dodgers if you're going to make that future bet. And Paul is adamant that the Phillies are cooked. So I just kind of join you guys on that one. I'm not going to bet it. I noticed some books don't have prices up on Seattle-Detroit, which I think is weird. I see the consensus price about minus 180, and then offshore it's minus 190. On Seattle, mm-hmm. Doesn't that seem a little high? No?
Yeah, I saw MGM had minus $1.70 this morning and plus 140 on the other side. It did feel a little high. I understand. Look, I mean, people have been high on Seattle all year, especially after the trade deadline. They became the buzzy team that everybody was jumping on. And, of course, haven't seen them yet. But It does feel a little bit high. I'm very curious how Detroit is going to work that rotation and their ace. Like, when are you going to come in with them? So how are you setting up for the rest of the series in a best of 5? Yeah, it is a little high. Would you say the same thing about the Yankees at 155, Toronto plus 130 at MGM? Tiebreakers, Toronto ends up taking the division, so they don't have to deal with the wild card, so they've got that rest. Now the Yankees come in. I look at these teams as being pretty darn close. Toronto won 8 out of 13 in the regular season, but you know, overall, these two teams are pretty close. I mean, they had the exact same record. It came down to a tiebreaker at the very end. Minus 155, and you don't have home field. That seems like a lot to me as well.
I have Blue Jays stock. It's my last bullet. I hope the Blue Jays can win this series, and then I could maybe do something off of the bet that I made last week on Toronto. Wasn't my bet. It was a bet from somebody that I really respect, so I'm hopeful that Toronto can take care of business, but then you also, as somebody holding Toronto, think, Judge. Got to get through Judge again. And I know he's just one player, but if there's one player to be scared of in the American League playoffs, to me, it's Aaron Judge. So I just have these premonitions of Toronto being up 3-2 in the eighth inning and Judge just hitting a ball to the hotel off the window in Toronto. Like that's where my mind goes. Lean to Toronto, but again, that's because I've already made a Toronto future bet that I was given last week. So I hope Toronto gets it done. The Seattle price, to go back there for a second, in game number one is minus 220. I think a lot of that is baked into the perception that Detroit can't hit. And I don't know that that's entirely fair. We've seen Seattle over the years go through some pretty strong slumps at the plate, and that team has definitely been a lot better this year, and they bolstered that lineup at the deadline, as we know, with Suarez and Naylor. I mean, Detroit, though, at plus 185 in game one, and Detroit to win the series at plus 160. I don't know, Paul, you tell me. You got Tigers stock now. You need them to make a run. Does that number... that number feel right? Seattle minus 190?
Seems a little high. Seems a little high. I would, if I wasn't already invested, like I could get on board with buying Detroit at that price for sure. And I mean, look, you can only put so much into this. Like we talk about with Milwaukee, Seattle. I mean, the Twins. How many times do we see it where Seattle gets in and craps out immediately? I mean, it's not nothing. It's not scientific, but it's not nothing. But no, at that price, I would be interested in backing Detroit there.
What do you guys think about Cubs-Milwaukee? I have a tough time getting past Milwaukee's history in the playoffs. And I know some of it, different players, different years, whatever. Last year, lost in the wild card. 2023, lost in the wild card. 2021, lost in the DS. Did not have to do the wild card that year. 2020, lost in the wild card. 2019, lost in the wild card. It's hard for me to get past that. The Cubs have the better bullpen. I think the Cubs have the better defense. No slouch on the Milwaukee side. I think the Cubs are going to win this series. I don't know. Where are you guys at?
What's the council factor do for you? Like, that's is that a nothing? Is it – like, not – like, there's him as, like, the manager. They have the better manager. But, like, they poached him from up there, basically.
Yep. Yeah, they did. I mean, they got a pretty good manager themselves. I don't know that there is a huge advantage. A lot of these teams have really good managers. I think in that situation that it probably balances out. But, yeah, the game's up there. Boo! They hate him up there. They're so pissed.
But they don't, left. Like, it's going to be
we're not going to pay him that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to block the Chicago people from going up there. But good luck with that.
Right.
I love when they do that. When you go to Ticketmaster and they say, enter your zip code.
Loser mentality.
Can't get through if you have a certain zip code. That is such coward behavior. But
if we play into this.
Yeah. It's part of the game. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. If we were going to just pick the teams that we trusted more, or the franchises, I guess, organizations, whatever you want to call them, that we trust more, I think it's New York, Detroit, Los Angeles, Chicago. Pick the winner. Like, that's kind of what I would say. Like, just teams that we've trusted more over time. I don't know that it's fair to do that on an island, you know, to say, all right, well, the Yankees have been better over the course of history. The Yankees are going to get through Toronto. That's obviously a very lazy take. But if we were going to do that and have that conversation, pick the team that you trust more. Pick the team that you believe in more. It'd be, for me, it'd be New York, Detroit, L.A., Chicago. And I don't know that it's that simple, and I'm not pretending that it is, but that's how I would answer that question.
I did bet Scooble yesterday at 60 for World Series MVP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And then during the game, that was moving. I think it moves to 45 when Detroit was leading during the game. But that's something we'd have to do quickly. If you want to take another look at the MVP prices for the World Series, this might be your last chance to get some really good numbers. Like, I was looking at Muncy yesterday. He's 100. Teoscar Hernandez, he's 100. Guys that are in the heart of that Dodgers lineup. Just if you're thinking World Series MVP, you want to take a look. I would look top four, top five guys in the lineup that you think are going to be in the World Series if you want to go that route.
Jake, where's Jake? We need Jake's thoughts.
Don't ask him about Merrill. I love that.
Yeah, that was a mean text. I don't think that was totally warranted last night. I hurt my feelings just a little bit, but it's fine.
I was going through a lot of emotions as well. I was going through a lot of emotions just last night. So. And we never led. We never led on the Rams. It was not good. You can get there on the Tigers?
I just think that, like you said, the Mariners' history, they're playing scrimmages and they're running Ichiro out there in right field for these scrimmages. Like, they're kind of like, it's weird. I don't know. Like, I feel like the Tigers, like, I trust AJ Hinch a ton. Like, I absolutely. And the Tigers kind of feel like they have just that look, like that it factor. I've been anti Mariners for months, went really well, but I can get there on the Tigers, especially at the price.
Here's an idea, Joe. Take that free bet you got. Yeah. Rather than Dodgers to win it all, how about a Teoscar Hernandez 60-1 shove World Series MVP?
Is it 60 now? Because I saw 100.
It's down. Yeah, I see 60.
Man, could you imagine?
I'd rather go with a different Hernandez on the Dodgers, but that's just me.
Right away. That would get flagged so fast by the trading team. They'd be like, uh-oh, this guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, just take any Dodger and you just go, who would you go with?
I may have bet a little Kike Hernandez at 500-1.
Yeah. Oh,
I heard he's kind of a bad guy.
Great.
It's a compliment.
Chip on his shoulder.
It's a compliment. Yeah.
All right, we're going to break down the NFL card for week number 5. The rest of it, give you our thoughts for the next hour. Joe O, Sammy P, sides, totals, props, all of it. That is next. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.